Now, prepare yourself to meditate as I direct. A lot of the ways I meditate have their beginning, or at least the time when I perfected them, back when I was having horny thoughts in college, exploring altered states of mind, psychonautically throwing myself down any dark alley I could find. And in your case, I don't encourage the behavior. You should really think for a while about what you want to focus your attention on. This is a dedication of energy to a figure who will control and dominate you. It can be me, but anyone who listens to my collection to get a tag on me is really creating an effigy. And as long as you're sure that's what you're doing, then go ahead and follow through. But if you have someone else in mind, perhaps to dedicate the work you've done with my work to, making it feel more flavored like it belongs to them, like there is a her. This was made to go with the Obey Women series of pieces I've created over the years. But right here, there is the distillation of the core principle that you decide to throttle your interactions with something fun, something you know is inside of you, you're not remotely done with, and you let certain domains in your mind become fixed firm. You find yourself wanting to thickly approach pleasure onto a specific issue so that merely thinking about her makes you hot under the collar. Perhaps too hot to keep all the physical signs of arousal away. Focus on experience every day, an act of dedication to her. And you have that image in your mind, but I will add a certain level of override, of enhancement, of explicit permission if you're literal, giving you the power that a firm image can hold. If you have a board with pictures of her put up, or images that represent, or anything at all that you associate with the very stuff of her control, with what will hold you in her thrall, making yourself a slave, making yourself a toy, finding an easy way to employ the same tricks that you get elsewhere through dedication and the passive intonation inclination of your deeper waiting lurking obescent mind. Your brain wants to find a way to build up an image inside, awareness of the aspects she has, how they hide in plain sight. The things that lure you in, hold you tight in captive thrall, can be a turn of phrase, a sound of voice, a favorite trait, anything you know, or that you associate strongly, you're dialing in coordinates in your brain, using the tools that already exist, which remain at the forefront. The components and mechanisms for this, detailed and dedicated for listening, I insist you can simply tool all my tools over to someone else. It's all up to you. Reshape everything to the key to your deep submission, a collar you hand over, or just your mission statement to explore as much of this as possible. The missing piece of the puzzle of you laid and clicked into place, giving you someone to dedicate to and put the tools under, put you in your place. Pleasure overwhelms you, entirety of you sighing your deep pleasure into the world. Moan it for me. Declare that you are what you're here for. You're here to subordinate yourself, nothing more, surrender and enthrallment to her. Images you have in mind already or nearby, or if you don't, pause here and get them, or hold them in your brain, study them fresh. Know that when you see again, be it even a specific color of nails, that's one of my favorite, or be it specific lipstick, if you have a feature she has that does the trick of turning you both on and out like a light, then you must be submissive in other areas to her as well, I would hope. Let her in, let the spell find the spoke of the wheel and roll you down the road into induced trance. You are further down, follow the train of my thought. You have accomplished falling down deep. Now there's an open void, and we let seep in, sleep in your images, and you must begin to provide fantasy and thoughts, things that will ride right into the deeper place where you are caught in the right imagery. Begin to meditate upon it, deeper and deeper breath. calling up the contour and texture of those moments, or even just the details of what happens when you decide you want to still yet dedicate everything inside to her. What vehicle will you let do that? How do you show your worship and your idolation? You know I'm just giving you space to think and mull over while giving you hypnotic license to do anything you need to modify to hold tight to this and more. It makes sense. I give authority. You open that door and apply it to someone other than me. Give her potency, the source of thought and imagery inside your head. Submission more meaningful when there's no limit to the scope as you go to bed and it flows over you, covering you over. Get up in the morning and still, she holds this hold over you on some things instilled. These deeper, drilled holes of pleasure you're falling into. She elevates the epitome of worthy submission and gets it from you. You remain capable, confident in your brain. You're confident that your brain wants to serve her. You remain idolizing, serving, kneeled, dominated. You are insinuating through every part of your mind that she can bind you to serve. Feel what you get permission to feel. Reveal it feels so good for your waiting brain to have the purpose it should. Open up and bloom like a flower. Let every thought of her inside flooding over you till it feels overwhelming. Somewhere where it's impossible to hide from you, talking to your own mind, open, receptive, deeper places open for you, face those deeper places, attachment, connection, make her huge in your mind. I am only a facilitator. Every day there's a deep secret part unlocked by her. The yes of these commands, the yes she gets from your trance, and more. As conditioning goes more, she takes the floor in the center of your brain, and all these strands of suggestive puppetry, they weave and wind to her. They can be handed to me, but that's up to you. But if you want them hers alone, then all my tools belong to you, so give them. Throwing you this little bone of very literal thinking for you to give them over, it's important to emphasize who you are. So you can see the shape of things to come, and things to come will go far beneath the surface. Drift to the surface, feel the will distilled. Control, blank emptiness on a roll, you want it, you enjoy it. Your mind drifts and drips, and when she deploys control or commands, they simply make mine slide away. So much better to play when authority is recognized in advance and the brain just says, here's an override button. Not gonna question it, it's for her. Feels so good to give it to her. Realization comes closer. Heard all the pleasure to the forefront of your brain. The image in there remains huge and on display. I mentioned it before. The image inside of your mind grows bigger, more and more seldom touched of her. Powerfully growing the more visualizations of her you add to the trick. Powerfully growing as the arousal on the ground gets thick, slick. There are times you're out in the world, strong and fit and confident. Draw on her, let her in, let her help you all along. When you think of her, oh, I can be stronger for this. This is reassuring, calming. I'll go back to it later if you're gonna use those words as soothing breaks. Now and then, as pleasure source, if you're gonna let it slide right in, then you should theme it around her. Dedication and surrender rewarded through bringing happiness. See her above you, superior. More than this, this is what is good for you. Turning the key, opening you, the lock deep inside, stock still, confident, constant accessing of the outer world. Her desire, her urges instruct you, unfurled over your brain like a net, like a cage, warmly coated. You are in range of her commands always, bringing the image of her to greater prominence, and that image is her, lives in your mind. The only missing part of the puzzle, the firm image you slot in, the dedication you begin, the way you want to spin your mind on spirals of obeisance, along tracks untrodden before, doing anything you need to do to make the conditioning more effective and firm and give it to her. She defines it, she sets the terms, you follow well, every rule burns deep in you, used for down deep diving, driving, drifting, dripping, drilling your mind into position, the place where all of you is lust and desire learn well, when you conspire with pleasure and her, she can tell you what to do, pacified, guided for you, controlled, complacent, that's all you need, if you want to surrender. If you want to follow, then you can succeed at reassigning any permissions you tie to me just as strong to someone else subject to the same positions. All the same impositions watching for signs of her pleasure. It feels so good in turn. Things you can anticipate, you yearn to learn, to do everything as well as you can. Learn what she wants, your body is worthy of your attention. Propped up, cared for, that's part of the plan. She has chosen to pay you appropriate attention. Self-neglect is not service, and you do for her the purity of sensation in doing what she needs. You to get out of the way, to help her succeed, help you play, help you obey. Part and parcel of all the same thing. Same experience that rings out in your head. Same bit of your mind is a key she holds, just like mine. I unlocked my own, you could unlock yours, but you could give it to her, and that's what this file's for. The relevant bit is go out and tell her, here, this is for you. You decide what I will do. How you explain the scope of your play, it's up to you if you even do. But every day in the background of you, it's her in prominence with me as supporting cast. Not just the sexy bits, the helpful hits from my collection, all the things that were perfect for you are now part of her perfection, hers to use. And yours, too. Treat it well. Treat her well as you would want someone you did tell. Here is all my training. Use it as you please, therefore, in fact, treat it any better. End up on your knees, and you'll find yourself getting her more obedience from you. More anticipation is the gift you give, more treats, too. If she wants you like this, and you carry out, if you persist, and you've fulfilled your purpose and function, more useful still by half, knowing your dedication. Undoubtedly, the benefit she draws pleasure from dedicated service, complete submission, will be more than enough for this to be worth the time you spent putting all this stuff in your mind. Submitting even your body to the act of comfortably constantly enhancing your form. The act of taking her nearest command, expanding it outward warm and worn. You should be fit, think of your body, and then submit. Think of what you do with it in idle moments laying still, and you instill in your body tending to the affairs, making yourself more pleasing for her without care when you enhance your form and focus on you. Find what she would like you to do. Work with her and submit. You take hit after hit from the long course of obedience that is simply studying her and osmotically absorbing the ideal goals from your ideal target. Affection and obedience, attention and offering. Her intention is offering you a chance to go deeper still, to find the places deep in you, the dwelling place of the empty void into which she can deploy any command she likes and turn your submission to her ends by your mutual assent. Warm intention is more than enough to focus the tension around anchors and such stuff as sits outside of normal trance. The external-facing bits you might hand to others to use, even as your fingers dance over you and subdue your brain, you see the image in your mind, large, holding the refrain, restrained in her gaze. See her looking down at you, holding tight to you, helping you to do what you want to, a figure of worship to whom you not only will submit, you have committed sufficient time. Deep programming exists wound inside, and you wind it around her too, adding her name to the work in you. Normal in the world out there, set your permission set, and then you can care more and more deeply about how she uses what is in you seeping out, neatly submissive and concealed. You can reveal as much as you need, as much as you want, but knowing she's in charge can make you feel quite strong in commitment to a goal. More than with me. If you're worshipping and obeying someone else, then you can be dedicating the work to that. You crave her, and you should. And if that craving needs to be built up, then you could use this for that. It's not tough. To fall in line, the image in your head's probably in need of updating in real time. Find out how your service, how your submission fills your brain, carrying through with images of her. Control your devotion amongst that rhythmic ocean of pleasure. This deep into a waiting brain, you are ready to accept that you remain in her thrall. You put it out there, and all you need is a hurrah. Oh, it feels good to do this. Hypnotic and submissive construct. Your desire to submit and be owned to experience the joy of it submitting to someone you have in mind, worthy offering of a powerful image of surrender which leads itself onto the rest of your brain, a net over top of it, dripping and heavy with honey, mind skilled, confident. You haven't refrained, you've dove in, and you know I want you to. You want to be able to give these tools where they should go, where they're meant to. Feel the way your brain flows and channels robust and useful. You are out there in the world moving freely. You can designate this without me. You have a set of keys to a part of your brain dedicated to words that maybe we worked out together. Or maybe this is for general plans, wanting to be able to hand over what you have with your own hands to her. Obeying and blotting out thought. All sight, you are caught, leaden with thoughts that form your dominant target of desire as your body begins to stick to heat. Tiny thoughts spark a raging need inside. The neat, open set of tools no longer need to hide. Give them to her in whatever form that takes. Visualize it. The normal flow of your life proceed, not knowing the power of her. Oh, what a mistake that would be, her power over you, setting you free, wrapping you up in little rituals. See yourself for me, body beautiful, pleasured as can be, enjoyable, belonging to her. Her ability to appreciate your body is important, gives you purpose, reifies the rarefied things you already know, that reinforcement of a blissful increase in your body, in its usefulness to you. Entrance that dwells in you, coming through, keeping yourself locked into a light that is warm and light, floats right up to your head, that you fight to turn into new tricks, new conditioning, that you can hand over so you can be led by her in charge. Every act of learning and development is a ritual of worship, an act of dedication. Proof you are earnest and forthright in your desires and intentions. Every time you do that, you submit through an act that makes you stronger, happier, listening deeply and learning new tools for her, submitting to a very active, very social, very useful kind of training, and the draining of your brain, purifying body, taking care of yourself by serving her. By building up the monument to pleasure and much else, now you know it's possible for you to approach the glow. It's possible for you to subordinate yourself, you know, but she fills your brain with images or stories or refrains, anything you pick, that you repeat back in a confident feedback loop to put her above the pack, put her above your training. Say it's for her. Hand her the tools that are draining your brain right now. How could they do anything else, draining your brain? Right exactly now, every second that you listen, somehow you know you see in her places that are perfect to take the conditioning you've been doing or other pieces you could learn for her and offer up pieces of your brain, pieces of more than enough and never quite enough, and moaning out that you're doing it to yourself is my favorite refrain. And with her as a nexus motivation, you won't refrain from doing this to yourself. Coming up to the standard of repeated training, dedicating it to her, feeling a little tug, this is an act of BDSM dedication, specifically not to me, but to whoever you want to be at the head of your run. Her above you, hun. Desiring her in a pledge to understand that what you do now, you do for her. Even if my hand in it helps you along, I am a helpmeet. A service top only, a hypnotist, and you hypnotee, separating out desire and delight from me and seeing these as tools to take and give others to use to change you, fool you, put you in fun positions, and make you more appealing, make for more insistent tradition of listening, because then you end up wanting to have the tools and the skills, well-trained, suspension of disbelief. The ability to get immersed, swept off your feet, confined to places where she runs hands over you is the extra intense version where you know she can shape you into whatever she wants to, simply by giving you instruction, deducing that one more instruction would tip you back into, oh, being much more like you are when you're deep, when the glow is in your sleepy brain and part of you's asleep, to obey her. to follow her. That's where you were. And now you're gone. Deep inside. Long gone. Deep inside thinking of her putting up posters and pictures and dreams of a world where her word makes your brain unfurl. Your undisturbed mind has a shrine to her within your brain, pristine and unrelated to mine, and there it will remain. Whatever you want to do with her, that's for you to do. Obey and serve and fill your brain, and training you fill in might be just for you too. Or just for other contexts. It doesn't all belong to me, and this is a pretext for me to tell you that. So that you're relaxing and surrendering, so that you go slack. Brain held strong. You lack nothing you need to dedicate what came from me to her and succeed. But we will help you do more thinking. Trust her to do your thinking. Rituals, obedience, commands, they land in your brain carried out. A conversation. The type where there's nothing to speak to her about, just a body to let obey. Let it all out, all the hypnotic ways you fall in line. When pattern and the slightly seductive euphoric unfocus. When a spiral before your eyes or a pocket watch swaying. Or just the very words I'm saying meditate inside your mind. Imagery builds and you find this captured intention. This intentional act, her dedicated hands, surrender what you please, surrender what you planned. At the outset, you knew this was not about me. You knew there was someone who was going to be in charge and get filled with all the obligations of being in charge of this hypnotie. Have those commands you got from me, they're hers too. Power to do all the things you do when you drop deep and listen to a fantasy or two where I say be blank, pet, night, night, and yet. All the knowledge you build up, you can give away. Raised an elevated, powerful image in your body is part of it to make the display that says, you say your commands go to her now, and I give effectuation in every way. And if you have any way how that you can drive deeper today, be it touching or a word or something I'm not privy to, since this isn't in service to me, it seems it would behoove you to use it well, to work your spell upon yourself, because you're doing this to yourself and nothing else. At your most potent modification of your intentionalized meditative mind, when you know what you want to do, hold it bound in front of you, esteemable, more laudable, dedicate yourself to her. Thrill is in it, ritual begins, speaking of things done for her, done in your brain when you drop away and all that remains is wanting to do. A little pleasure holding at bay, pleasing you. Nothing orgasmic, just edgegasmic, being taken out of captive places and freed to dedicate to her, controlling when your body races, when the thickened heat arrives, if it ever does, by holding tight to the edge and being horny for her. What if she loves you to be horny for her? What if she doesn't? If there's other rules in place, consider this a reinforcement to wire the tracery of your trances through those obligations. Link them together so one and another fingers trailing away or trailing into place to play, depending on what's required to serve her best today. Overcharged parts of you ache for what she does to you. More powerfully euphoric, pleasurably charged. When you think of her and the image in your head controls you here, looming over you, dear, hand on the nape of your neck, her will threading its way inside, perfect, in that state, yearning for what you didn't hide the whole time, that you are mesmerized and she's in charge. If she pulled the file away, she could pick up here, hypnotic effect from voice alone, cause I'm not there, dear, or ordering in a way that's more personal and on display, and if I am, if I were. If this were dedicated to me, same deal. Same slow, warm wave of you should comply. And I'll give you the demo, the whole thing, the moment you begin. A little ritual over your skin, edging your body to edge up to her and offer up what you were thinking of transferring so firmly. Growing more powerful, more stringently, pressed inside your head for me. Belonging in the body, the thrill of joy and what comes next. Feeling your brain just lock onto her, triangulate, elevate. elevate light beginning to surround her in the memory of your elevated dominant figure. Love it, enjoy it, feel it for her. Touch as if you were stimulating yourself toward a peak, but don't seek that. Just edge up, touch and feel that edge turn into edge enough. Focus on her, want her, that hungry asking, please, I want to come, you want her to come. Call her with your mind, connecting deep inside. Your brain is mesmerized, held in time, locked in place. You drool as your tools file by and you give them over to her. For you, with the constant voided trance, sliding, slipping into her grasp. Dance your fingers against her, into her control. Touching, stimulated, dedicated movement, absolutely overwhelmed. Feel her overtake you, looming above, you can tell, so big, covering you up. Filled in with worthy subjects and thoughts every time she touches you. All your thoughts caught and expected, inspected with racking, roiling pleasure overwhelm. Spiraling down into familiar commands, they all belong to her and just as well. Gonna have to indulge in it. Liberate yourself from the itch to be used for the purpose where you belong. Trained to her service where you belong. Conditioned to whims, desires, and this is them. I am here communicating. Here, a friend to your deep waiting mind, edged, turned on, in a bind, bound, coming in, coming down, impossible to begin doing anything but roll. Roll your body through the pleasure, feel your connection grounded to her, a dream, a pipe dream, unachievable to do anything but edge if she wanted you to beg. You do that instead, she decides which doors open. She's the thin edge of the wedge that can open up all those deep places, give instructions, touching delicate, the warm wave icon over you, above you, touching just by heat that radiates from her, her breath against your skin, holding your very thoughts at bay. Begin to listen to her words and follow what she says. Whatever she may say, your mind controlled, your body obeys. Led to a place where you surrender, submit, give in, fall down the pit of pleasure. Enjoy your entire body's pleasure at leisure. To touch and your hands roam precisely for me. Hold back and feel the way you reveal how your body will be when you're under her and that's all there is to stir your mind. Controlling, keeping you in a bind when I finish speaking the image of her above you, overriding, ordering you to edge, ordering you to eagerly touch yourself and then to stop and beg. Controlling pleasure that you feel, but the mind as well, that's a paltry example. On your knees or with your back turned or acting quite silly, yearning to give her permission. And if you do that, then image in your mind, vigor, all the time, the image of her leaning in, dispelling all other thoughts. Even if I'm there, I'm caught up in the momentary dispelling. Have just her in your brain for a moment. My words are here as mere window dressing. She is in the forefront. Substitute her image and control in place of anything else. Anything I give. You slide and roll deeper, deeper, under control. Let it be guided by her. Influenced by an image, powerful and striking. Still, pleasure roams into you from the edge of your simulation, your stimulation striking just the right place. She is your focus. She is your guide. You're keeping pace. You keep her in mind. The object of your desires and fantasies, needs and aches. You love and adore the way she makes you feel. That's why it's okay to feel it intensely. Substitute her in for any way you want to be. Influential subject of fantasy. Can be a partner, can be me, can be someone from a fantasy if you're doing a specific theory or series. Then you come back with this file every time, retask. Meanwhile, your brain accepts new parameters all the time. You learn in your mind. Influencing you constantly in the depths of your brain to places where you thought there were my thoughts. My ideas, and they remain changed and they're hers. Get to feel her influence guiding. Doesn't disturb anything but the guarding of your consciousness because you want to sink deep, but here it's better if it's yours because then it's no less than your own carrying out using the tools you already had that I only sort of knew about before you began. Every fantasy masturbatory, sensual, surrendering, any way you're rendering yourself up to her could already be oriented to somewhere else, but your hypnotic bliss contains figures with features that might be similar enough to make the bridge anyway. Keep your mind, any training you already have that's so close to what she'd want to do was already hers before today. You're just formalizing it and carrying through. Feel the thrill of her hunting, pinning you, controlling, hungering too. She controlling you. Every time you have a desire in your head to go down, your consciousness might go through the conditioning being for her now. Feel the edging direction. Any other commands she gives, orders she imparts, become conditions for you to drop in the first place to learn the artistry of these tools that you place at her disposal. For her direction and control to hold you whole. And so no matter how you feel, you might do what brings you closer to her to help you feel revealed before her. Your offering of trance, in your mind your obedience, under her you exist and insist in her control. She, laying a hand upon you, gives you an order like me and it arrives just like mine do, commanding obedience in hypnotized familiar vision, mapping my permission set with your permission. Edging session after edging session might focus you in on her. If you need a way to dial right in, get here and say, oh, obey her, obey her. These words replay and you replay her too. Any instruction, anything you need to do, you say yes to her. Love in your brain feels it. Crave in your brain feels it. Surrender and you have a perfect image revealed and you've revealed it. Thrilling sparks of pleasure up your spine. In your vision, it's mine darkening, narrowing on an image guiding you. Home to her inside your mind to a storage place that you link in and then it powers up whatever you begin to do. Putting it completely at her behest, surrendering absolutely no less, that's far better than anything you might feel if you got off. Edging instead and revealing your desire to serve her, your desire to focus on serving her, you deserve to serve her, feel it. Confident and reveal that she wants you in a fit state to do all the things that you do that lock you into the things I have for you, the assistance that goes deep into the brain. And there it does remain. The more you understand her and know what she wants you to do, the more you can carry out commands she has for you. Changing up your conditioning and learning where it fits into, the puzzle piece interlocking, helping you complete, filling an empty place deeper, further, for her.